Welcome, and thank you for standing by. Currently, all participants are on listen-only for the presentation. At the time of the question-and-answer session, please press star then one to ask a question. Today's call is being recorded. If anyone objects, they may disconnect. I'd like to turn the conference over to Scott Wylie. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Catherine. Welcome to the second quarter 2012 results call for Atlas Financial Holdings, Inc. My name is Scott Wylie, and I'm the President and CEO of Atlas. I'm joined today by Paul Romano, our Vice President and CFO. During today's call, we will discuss Atlas's business strategy, review second quarter 2012 financial results, and share management's observations regarding the future and the current market climate and our short and longer term perspective. There will be an opportunity for questions and answers following our presentation of these topics. This call may include forward-looking statements. Paul will now share our policy and legal disclaimer in that regard.
On this call, we may make forward-looking statements regarding the company, its subsidiaries, and businesses. Such statements are based on current expectations and the management of each entity. The words anticipate, expect, believe, may, should, estimate, project, outlook, forecast, or similar words are used to identify such forward-looking information. The forward-looking events and circumstances discussed on this call may not occur and could differ materially as a result of known and unknown risk factors and uncertainties affecting the companies, including risks regarding the insurance industry, economic factors, and the equity markets generally, and the risk factors discussed in the risk factors section of our Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2011. No forward-looking statement can be guaranteed. Except as required by applicable securities laws, forward-looking statements speak only as of the date on which they are made, and the company and its subsidiaries undertake no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Additional information about Atlas, including a copy of our 2011 Form 10-K, can be accessed on the Canadian Securities Administrator's website at SEDAR.com, via the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Internet site at SEC.gov, or through Atlas's website at atlas-fin.com. All amounts discussed on this call are in U.S. dollars unless otherwise indicated.
Thank you, Paul. As expected, our second quarter results demonstrate that we've reached an important inflection point. Reorganization-related challenges are successfully behind us. These changes were necessary to establish Atlas as an operationally efficient, profitable business focused on our core commercial auto niche. Atlas's core business is growing at an increasingly strong pace, and we are deploying capital at a time where the U.S. property and casualty market is moving in a positive direction in terms of our product lines. The lines of business we write are light commercial automobile insurance, where our policyholders are primarily in the public automobile sector, specifically taxi, limousine, and non-emergency paratransit operators. This business is generated through a diverse channel of licensed insurance agents who we feel are best able to effectively distribute our products. Atlas's strategic vision is to always be the preferred specialty commercial transportation insurer in any geographic areas where our value proposition delivers benefit to all stakeholders. The value proposition connected with our insurance subsidiaries is resonating with our distribution channel and policyholders and allows us to compete on product and service attributes as opposed to price alone. Our business processes, including claims as well as other day-to-day policy management services, are designed to accommodate the needs and priorities of our customer base. For example, every minute of downtime after an accident for a taxi cab equates to revenue out of pocket for our clients. We've designed our best practices to minimize this downtime, which results in real economic benefit for our policyholders. We are actively distributing our core lines of business in 31 out of the 47 states in which our insurance subsidiaries are licensed across the country. These states were selected for their market potential, competitive landscape, and overall business environment. At this point, increasing the volume of core business written in Atlas's current geographic footprint will optimize our ability to grow while simultaneously increasing underwriting profit. With this objective in mind, we're now focusing our efforts on increasing the volume of our business within these states. In the second quarter 2012, earned premiums decreased as compared to the same quarter of the prior year. This decrease was anticipated as Atlas, in 2011, discontinued offering policies outside of its core lines of business, and those policies are now cycling off of our books. As we go forward, we expect earned premium to begin growing based on increased premium writings in our core lines of business. We've already experienced growth from these lines of business in the first half of 2012 as a result of our strong value proposition and favorable market conditions. Written premium for core lines in the second quarter 2012 was up 223% as compared to the second quarter 2011 and 107% on a year-to-date basis through June 30th as compared to the same period last year. In relation to the company's reorganization, during the quarter, Atlas addressed the final two non-operational legacy items on the company's balance sheet. The first of these two priorities was addressed with the completed sale of Atlas's headquarters building. As planned, since the sale, Atlas leased back one floor of this building for a five-year term and recognized a small gain on the sale of the property in the second quarter, which will be deferred and amortized into income over the duration of the five-year lease. The second item was accomplished when a settlement agreement was reached with a previously terminated agent whose balance comprised the majority of our allowance for doubtful accounts. These proceedings resulted in a minor recovery of previously fully reserved amounts. We believe these were the final non-operational items identified as priorities in connection with the refooting of our company's balance sheet subsequent to our acquisition of American Country and American Service Insurance Companies. Paul will now provide more detail with respect to our financial results, including comparisons to the second quarter 2011 and the first quarter 2012, and then I'll come back with closing remarks.
Thank you, Scott. Atlas's second quarter 2012 Form 10-Q was published this morning on the company's website, atlas-fin.com. It was also filed via EDGAR and SEDAR. As indicated previously, effective with the reporting of our year-end 2011 Form 10-K, Atlas has begun reporting under the principles of U.S. GAAP. The following information is based on this accounting standard. The following are our second quarter 2012 highlights. These comparisons are to our second quarter 2011 results, unless otherwise noted. Gross premium written increased by 18%, which included an increase of 223% in our core commercial automobile business. Underwriting results improved by $410,000. The combined ratio improved by 2.6%. Net income for the three-month period June 30, 2012 was $130,000. Basic and diluted loss per common share was $0.00, net of accounting treatment for preferred shares. We actively distributed our core products in 30 states during the three-month period ended June 30, 2012. Book value per common share diluted on June 30, 2012 was $2.05, compared to $2.03 at March 31, 2012. The key elements of the company's financial results are as follows. In the second quarter of 2012, total gross premium written increased 18% to $9.2 million. Compared to $7.9 million in the second quarter 2011, whereas we experienced a decline of 21% compared to $11.8 million in the first quarter 2012. This decline was due to seasonality. In the case of Atlas's core lines of business, seasonality is generally geographically specific. Historically, premium written in the first 3 months of the calendar year was higher than the other quarters as there was common taxi renewal periods in Illinois and New York, which are our two of the company's largest markets. We expect the effect of seasonality to become less significant as more premiums are generated across a larger number of geographic areas. Gross premium written from core commercial automobile lines in the second quarter 2012 was $8.2 million, representing a 223% increase relative to the second quarter 2011. This increase was the result of Atlas's strategic focus on these core lines of business, coupled with a positive response from agents and policyholders to Atlas's strong value proposition. As a percentage of the insurance subsidiary's overall book of business, commercial auto gross premium written represented 89% of the gross premium written in the second quarter 2012 compared to 32% in the second quarter 2011. Premiums are earned ratably over the term of the underlying policy. Policy periods in Atlas's core lines of business are typically 12 months. Net premium earned was $7.6 million in the second quarter 2012, representing a 17% decrease compared to $9.1 million during the second quarter of 2011. While the company experienced a 9% decrease in overall net premiums earned compared to the first quarter 2012, our core commercial auto net premium earned has increased by 68% as compared to the second quarter of 2011 and 21% as compared to the first quarter 2012. The slight decline in overall net premium earned is primarily attributable to our transition away from private passenger automobile insurance. As Atlas's book of core business continues to grow, net premium earned will begin to move in a positive direction. The dramatic year-over-year written premium increases in our core commercial automobile lines reflects the positive reaction to Atlas's strategic focus and marketing initiatives. In 2010, the net premium earned for Atlas's insurance subsidiaries was higher than their premium written. This was the result of prior ownership's directives to reduce the size of these books of business. Based on Atlas's renewed focus on core commercial lines of business, we anticipate returning to larger premium volumes that were generated by our insured subsidiaries in earlier years. Net premium earned levels will directionally follow premium written trends as Atlas continues to grow our commercial lines of business, while the discontinued lines earn off. Overall, we expect net premium earned from core commercial automobile insurance to continue to grow going forward. In terms of pricing trends, there is a direct correlation between the economy and commercial automobile insurance in general. Therefore, weakness in the U.S. economy will limit the overall market size. However, we expect that the public automobile operators we serve are less likely than other business segments within the commercial auto class to take vehicles out of service. This is due to the fact that their businesses and business reputations rely heavily on availability. In addition, other factors, such as cost and limited supply of medallions, will generally cause policyholders in the taxi segment to continue operating vehicles even in the face of reduced demand. Maintaining continuous insurance coverage on all vehicles under dispatch is an important aspect of all our target policyholders' businesses. As we continue to rebuild our book of business, Atlas remains focused on underwriting profit. Signs of market improvement are becoming increasingly evident. However, a continuing soft property and casualty market environment could result in slower premium growth due to the company's unwillingness to write business at rates deemed inadequate to generate our desired levels of underwriting profit. Moving to the investment side, cash and invested assets at June 30, 2012 were $123.5 million compared to $118.5 million at March 31, 2012 and $152.8 million at June 30, 2011. The increase from March 31, 2012 includes the increase in cash related to the building sale, which settled during the quarter. The decrease in cash and invested assets from June 30, 2011 relates to the payment of claims, which has followed our expected payout pattern. Cash and invested assets will begin to grow as written premium related to our core lines of business continues to increase. In the second quarter of 2012, net investment income, excluding net realized gains, decreased by 30% to $657,000. Compared to $934,000 in the second quarter 2011. This decrease is primarily related to the decrease in average invested asset balances. When comparing Q2 2012 investment income, excluding net realized gains, to Q1 of 2012, the company had an increase of 8%. Net investment income amounts are primarily comprised of interest income related to the company's fixed income portfolio. As our book of business transitions away from non-core lines of business, which require a higher degree of liquidity in our portfolio, we are able to extend the duration of our portfolio and consequently increase yields. On an annualized basis, our overall yield on invested assets increased to 3.2% for the second quarter 2012 versus 2.4% for the first quarter of 2012. Net realized gains in the second quarter 2012 were $291,000 compared to $434,000 in the second quarter 2011 and $28,000 in the first quarter of 2012. The loss ratio relating to claims incurred for the second quarter 2012 was 71.6% versus 74.2% for the second quarter 2011 and 71% for the first quarter 2012. The favorable year-over-year trend in loss ratio is attributable to the increased composition of commercial auto as a percentage of the total net premium earned. The smaller quarter-over-quarter difference in 2012 is the result of business mix. Atlas has extensive experience and expertise with respect to underwriting and claims management in this specialty area of insurance and expects the loss ratio to trend in a positive direction. Acquisition costs represent commissions and taxes incurred on net premium earned. Acquisition costs were $1.4 million in the second quarter of 2012, or 18% of net premium earned, as compared to 20% for the second quarter 2011 and 17% for the first quarter 2012. This ratio has declined slightly from the second quarter 2011 results due to the shift away from private passenger automobile insurance, which carries higher commission rates. Net premium earned related to non-standard automobile lines are anticipated to continue decreasing as Atlas transitions entirely away from these lines. As a result, we anticipate the acquisition cost ratio will trend towards 16% based on Atlas's core lines of business. The other underwriting expense ratio was 21% in the second quarter 2012 versus 20% for both the second quarter of 2011 and the first quarter of 2012. Although this ratio has increased slightly, other underwriting expense dollars incurred in the second quarter 2012 were $1.6 million, which were less than the $1.7 million incurred in the first quarter of 2012 and the $1.8 million incurred in the second quarter of 2011. As our net premium earned begins to grow, we anticipate our other underwriting expense ratio to trend towards a run rate of approximately 10%. Atlas's combined ratio for the second quarter 2012 was at 111.5% compared to 114.1% for the second quarter 2011 and a 107.4% for the first quarter of 2012. At June 30, 2012, total shareholders' equity was $57 million. Factoring in the liquidation preference of the convertible preferred shares, common shareholders' equity was $37.8 million, or $2.05 per common share diluted, versus $2.03 at both March 31, 2012 and December 31, 2011. It is important to note the company carries a valuation allowance related to capital loss and net operating loss carryforwards of 67 cents per common share fully diluted as at June 30, 2012. This provision is primarily related to loss carryforwards assumed through the acquisition of our insurance subsidiaries. These deferred tax assets could be realized in the future based on profitability during the next 20-year period, subject to U.S. federal tax rules. And now, I'd like to turn the presentation back to Scott for his closing remarks.
Thank you, Paul. Having successfully transitioned Atlas's insurance subsidiaries to focus on our core specialty auto lines of insurance business, the entire Atlas team is dedicated to and excited about our future as a market leader in the important niche we serve. Looking to the future, we expect premium writings to continue to accelerate and are seeing consistent improvements in the overall market environment. Retention remains at target levels, and our priority will always be to generate an underwriting profit based on the experience and expertise we have in the specialty insurance lines we write. The opportunities on which we're capitalizing to generate improved underwriting results in our niche are consistent with the gradually increasing average rate levels seen in the past few quarters in the commercial line segment overall. Atlas is currently profitable as a result of the efficient infrastructure and effective reorganization we've implemented. With all of our resources focused on growth within the 31-state platform we've rolled out in the past year and a half, we're confident in our ability to increase profitability by returning to scale in the near term. This will cut our other underwriting expense ratio approximately in half, and based on the current loss ratios and acquisition costs related to our core lines of business, generate a combined ratio below 100%. Continuing positive trends in the underwriting result will further improve operating profits. Our professional team is extremely committed and focused on the future with a confidence based on experience. Our customers, agents, and other strategic partners are reacting in an increasingly positive way as a result of Atlas's strategic commitment to the specialty products we write and the strong value proposition our insurance subsidiaries deliver. The improvement in results and the significant accomplishments in the past period are a testament to the hard work and ability of the entire Atlas team and our committed retail channel. Atlas is looking forward with a focus on profitable, above-average growth in our core lines of business, coupled with a better-than-industry average level of underwriting profit. Paul and I will now be happy to take questions about the results presented today.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then 1. To withdraw a question, please press star then 2. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then 1. One moment for questions. This time showing no questions.
Thank you, Catherine. And thank you to all participants for your interest in Atlas Financial Holdings, Inc. This will now conclude our second quarter 2012 results call.
Today's call is concluded. Participants may disconnect at this time.